Here's a follow-up on the coup attempt that happened in the big Bernie group, which has a new name that they don't like very much. Yesterday, I told you about Fiorella Isabel trying to take over, burn the DNC. The original group founded by Don Mercer, which has over 100,000 members, is called now Burn the DNC, General Strike, The Struggle Continues. So for those of us who were kicked out of it, we can't see it anymore. And we're not sure what's going on. But others of us are still in there and they know what's going on. So here's a little follow-up. First off, this is the group I started in protest of the fascist group that seems to have been taken over by David Bullock, one of the neoliberal admins of the original group. So this group is called Burn the DNC, The Struggle Continues, Revenge of the Grassroots Operatives. If you're a true leftist burner, you're more than welcome in this group. This is yesterday's show. Don Mercer is controlled opposition, Fiorella Isabel, and Revenge of the Grassroots Operatives. Here's a comment on this video from about 4 hours ago from Barbara Pendergast. I was there, LOL. I saw it happening before my own eyes. I was there too. I find it odd also that Don now had as his profile banner your new Burn the DNC banner. The struggle continues. His own personal profile seems full of anti-Biden, pro-third party posts, yet at least three of his admins are voter shaming and blaming anyone who won't vote Biden. They are deleting posts and threatening to ban people who mention third parties. And John or David or maybe both have a new description and directive for the group. The John she's referring to is John Stevenson Saba or John Stevenson or whatever other aliases he has. And the David is David Bullock. David Bullock, the proto-fascist who keeps comparing Donald Trump to Hitler and Mussolini. Admittedly, there are a few comparisons that are fair to make, but mostly David is spouting histrionic hyperbole. Did you like the alliteration? I posted this morning. David Bullock is probably an alias of David Brock, just saying. And here's a screenshot from the other group. Don Mercer, group founder, said, "This is what our group is about. Biden is not the best, but we will have our country. But we blue dog Democrats will have our country." And then John, the John that she was talking about, weighs in and says, "Barbara Pendergast Thomas, this is what happened today." It would be amusing if Barbara were to post this video under this same thread in reply. And Melissa Malley says, "They don't split the liberal vote. Parties do, by not listening to the voters. Democrats aren't getting the liberals, they're getting the neoliberals, and that's not the same thing. Also, the party has to own the votes for them to be split. I left the Democratic Party over 20 years ago. My vote is not theirs to split." That was in response to David saying, "Some people will not like this because we remain pissed at the DNC for screwing us, Bernie, and our country for the second time." That's just smoke he's trying to blow up your ass. However, to be realistic, we are always so realistic, aren't we? "However, to be realistic, we will have to go along with Bernie's wishes." And then he starts typing in all caps. "Go along with Bernie's wishes to support Biden because anything is better than Trump." Holy fucking shit. Remember, Bernie said that Trump is an existential threat. Bernie also told us not to listen to him. Meaning, nothing, all caps, nothing is more important than defeating him, and third parties just don't have the strength to do that. So let's vote for another corporate fascist who's just as bad as Donald Trump, if not worse in some areas. This is an article from Kate Johnstone that also, all this stuff is showing up in the new group. So if you want to know what's going on and what to say to people who are vote shaming you, you should join our new group and read all this. Kate says, "Biden can't return things to normal because Trump is a normal US president. That's the problem. Not Mussolini, not Hitler. More like Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or either of the Bushes or Ronald Reagan. That's who Donald Trump is. I am with Joe Biden all the way. Let's get this country back to where it was before the orange man started destroying it," reads a viral tweet by tennis legend Martina Navratilova that was going around recently. I remember watching Martina play tennis when I was a kid. I was desperately in love with her. I thought she was the most amazing tennis player ever. It didn't matter that I had no chance. I just thought she walked on water. I thought she was such an amazing person. So that's why it galls me when people with this level of admiration, people who have this kind of admiration from others, will then throw in and say some utterly preposterous bullshit like this. This idea that Obama's vice president will restore normality to a nation that has been ruined by a highly abnormal president has been a very common sentiment among Democrats for a long time now, and it's silly for a number of reasons. Firstly, wanting America to go back to how it was before Trump is wanting the conditions which gave rise to Trump. It's like landing at the bottom of a well and wishing you could go back in time to a few moments earlier when you were merely falling down the well. Wanting the same status quo austerity, exploitation, oppression, and warmongering that made people so angry they wanted an obnoxious demagogue to come knock over the whole apple cart in the first place is just rewinding the same horror movie to the scene right before the scene that's scaring you. Secondly, this fabled return to normality that Biden is supposedly offering is literally impossible since normality never actually left. Normality never left because Donald Trump is a very normal U.S. president. Don't yell at me. It's true. This is something people who love Trump and people who hate him will be equally vehemently averse to hearing, but it's just a fact. Donald Trump is a normal U.S. president. If hearing this upsets you, your gripe isn't with me. It's with reality. Now, Kate, you can use the word reality because you have a lot better idea of what it is than these delusional blue dog Democrats. To be clear, this is not a good thing. Trump has kept the bloodthirsty imperialism, corporate cronyism, Orwellian oppression, neoliberal exploitation, and police militarization that holds the US empire together ticking along in basically the same way as his predecessors, in some ways more egregiously, and in some ways less so. For all the evils he's helped inflict on our world, he still hasn't done anything as bad as the two wars Bush launched during his first term, or arguably even Obama's destruction of Libya and attempted destruction of Syria during his. And don't forget about the drone strikes, and don't forget about the oppression of Assange and all the other horrible things Barack Obama has done. If you're interested, Kate has some articles that skewer Barack Obama that are very good, that you should read. A lot of Democrats haven't woken up to the fact of how terrible Barack Obama has been, still is. Trump hasn't even matched Obama's deportation numbers, but he has imprisoned Julian Assange, restarted the Cold War, killed tens of thousands of Venezuelans with starvation sanctions, vetoed attempts to save Yemen from US-backed genocide, is working to foment civil war in Iran using starvation sanctions and CIA ops with the stated goal of effecting regime change, occupied Syrian oil fields with the goal of preventing Syria's reconstruction, greatly increased the number of troops in the Middle East and elsewhere, greatly increased the number of bombs dropped per day from the previous administration, killing record numbers of civilians, and reduced military accountability for those airstrikes. To name just a few of the ways Trump has continued and expanded upon the depravity of his predecessors, just as they did theirs. Trump is a very normal president. The media just yell about this president a lot more than usual because he puts an ugly face on the horrific normal that was already there. Sure, he makes rude tweets and says dumb things and has made a mess of the pandemic response, but by and large, when you strip away the narrative overlay, Trump has been a reliable establishment lapdog, advancing more or less all the same status quo imperialist and oligarchic agendas as the president who came before him. There are just a lot of establishment loyalists with a vested interest in spinning the ugliness his oafishness is exposing as caused by and unique to him. And that's where David Bullock comes in. David Bullock, just as much as David Brock, has an agenda. And the agenda is the same one. Here's my favorite quote from the article. I liked it so much that I made a meme of it. So when they say Biden 2020 for a return to normal, all they're really saying is Biden 2020 for a depravity you can sleep through. And in my mind, she's talking directly to the comfy suburban Democrat baby boomers. Biden 2020 for a return to normal. We can't say exactly what normal is. It will still definitely involve military expansionism, mass murder, ecocide, omnicidal Cold War escalations, crushing austerity and economic, social, and racial injustice. But by golly, it'll feel normal. Biden 2020 for a return to normal. Nothing will fundamentally change, but the media will stop screaming in your face all the time about how freakishly abnormal this particular presidency is. Biden 2020 for a return to normal. No, not a return to sanity, peace, prosperity, democracy, and equanimity in America. America never had those things, so there's no returning to them. We just mean we'll return to making it easier for you not to think about that. Biden 2020 for a return to normal, to when you are able to sleep comfortably through the violence, insanity, and depraved psychopathy of the status quo instead of having it unpleasantly drawn to your attention by rude tweets. Biden 2020 for a return to normal, a return to the days where a competent president makes important decisions in accordance with the will of the electorate. That's right, a return to a fictional fantasy land where you can live in your imagination. Biden 2020 for a return to normal, a return to the days when you could happily pretend that freakish, murderous madness spanning the entire planet is normal. Biden or Trump 2020 for a return to normal, because normal never bloody left. Trump is normal. Trump is normal. Trump is normal. Trump is the thing that normal is. And that's precisely the problem. It isn't Trump's abnormality that makes him truly heinous, it's his normality. It's his perpetuation of a status quo which is brutal, corrupt, and utterly fascistic, and which got there long before he did. This is what your government is, America. This is what it's always been. If you don't like what you're seeing, don't just try to put a nicer mask on it so you can go back to sleep. Change it. Change your normal. Create a new normal. Trump is everything America is. And to make it no less ugly, so is Biden. Biden is also everything America is. As one reader recently put it, Trump didn't make things the way they are. He is the personification of the situation. If the United States was a suit, then it was tailor-made for Trump. Trump is normal. If you don't like your normal America, then push for real change, not cosmetic change. It's not going to come from any president. It's going to have to come from you. So now we go back to the Facebook group that I started yesterday and show you more of David Bullock doing exactly what Kate Johnstone is talking about. I won't read you the whole thing, but the title is Trump is Hitler 2.0. If Trump wins again, we all lose. And then the essay that follows starts with my wife is Jewish. So he just keeps pounding this Hitler stuff. So the lesson for you viewers at home, Trump is not Hitler. He's an orange anal wart, but he's not Hitler. If we keep making him into Hitler, we'll forget what Kate told us, that he's normal. Trump is normal. Normal is horrible. Our normal is Hitler-level awful, but it isn't Trump that made it that way. Trump has expanded and contracted, actually, in some ways, the horror that was there before him. Barbara Pendergast Thomas is a new member in our group. Welcome, Barbara. She said, I'm not voting for Biden. The name of the group is Burn the DNC. Biden is a corporate Dem, a Republican and Democratic sheepskin. Why would we vote for him? Why indeed? And from what I can see here by the reactions to these kinds of comments is that the rank and file in that other group is still against Biden, despite the frustrations of David and John in that group. Marie DeBoer says, it's always vote for this pile of shit, and in 4 more years, we will do something. Fuck that shit. Brenda, if you're watching this video, you should come to our group. Brenda Civid says, we will have our country back in 4 years in what la-la land? When did we ever have it? Even if Bernie got elected, we wouldn't have the country the way we want it in 4 years. Is this serious? Do you all know how far away we are from even a smidgen of the ideals we are fighting for? And then Brenda links to an excellent 3-hour long video, YouTube video, Hypernormalization, 2016 plus subs by Adam Curtis. Then David Bullock tries to suck up to Brenda. Oh, Brianda. Sorry, Brianda. Brianda Civid. Gotta put my glasses on. He says, Brianda Civid, you are right. We've been screwed for at least the last 40 years. So what the fuck, David? We will not be all right automatically in 4 years, but we'll have a chance to take our country back. That's what a diehard Blue Dog Democrat says, our country back. But our country has never belonged to the least of us, as Cornel West would say. Our country has never belonged to black people or brown people or gay people or trans people. And most of all, our country has never belonged to the working poor. The comfy Democrats just do not get that. The suburban, affluent, well-educated Democrats who vote in primary elections have never understood that. And if you're a comfy, affluent, educated boomer who gets it, then all along you've known that we've been fighting for the least of these that Dr. Cornel West has been talking about his whole life. I'll give Brianda the last word. Her last paragraph here is, I'm not moved by the boogeyman rhetoric. I know Trump is awful, but you know what is more awful, the systemic and insidious happenings we don't see or pretend don't exist. This system keeps creating boogeymen we just have to defeat, and once we do, then that's when things will be better. And that's never going to happen. If it isn't Hitler or if it isn't Trump, they'll invent somebody. And the media will continue to indoctrinate the comfy baby boomers, and they'll keep believing that the boogeyman is worse than anything the Democrats can dish up, and so they'll keep holding their nose and holding back the vomit and trying to vote for some rapacious, rapist, racist like Joe fucking Biden. Don't give in to it, folks. Hold the line.